Episode 834, Radiant Reflection.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. How is it going? Can you believe it is Sunday? That means the next day is Monday. And yes, you have to get back to work. But you know what? Today you don't. For a few moments in your life, it's time for Sweet Spirit Sunday. It's Radiant Reflection, and I hope you are just going to have some time for yourself, because you know what? You definitely deserve it. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Today is Sweet Spirit Sunday, and during this time, it's truly what? About reflection. So why not make the title of this particular episode, 834, Radiant Reflection. There are moments in our lives where radiant reflection confirms our pursuit of greatness. But this greatness, where does it come from? Is it of your own efforts? You know, this week I went to church and it was awesome because my whole family, including my daughter's boyfriend, got to come to church with us. And in actuality, last Easter, we weren't able to all be together. Some were working, some were gone. It was just kind of crazy. So this was like my special time with my family, a very treasured moment. But being that it was a week following Easter, you know, that post-Easter celebration, you're kind of coming off of that thrill of victory, right? That woohoo! Palm Sunday is like the buildup, and then you hit the pinnacle. It's like, yes, finally, he is risen. And then now you're like, what's next? Well, oddly enough, did you know that the Sunday following Easter Sunday is one of the lowest attendances at church? Isn't that kind of strange? You would think that something that is so high, like this thrill, you know, churches are just overflowing with people coming on Easter Sunday or Saturdays or Fridays, however they all work them in because all of them have different schedules. But there's this built-in high. But then the following week is like, blah. It's like nothing happened. What happened to the thrill of victory? Well, when you think about it, what follows a high? A crash. A hard, deep crash. I don't care if it's sugar. I don't care if it's chocolate. I don't care if it's alcohol or drugs. I don't care if it's you staying up for two or three nights in a row and you're working off adrenaline. I don't care if it's a big, hard race. And then all of a sudden, what happens? You crash. Your body, your brain says, I've had enough. I can't take anymore. I'm kind of done. So here's a challenging question. Are you living a courageous life in God's eyes? Hebrews 1:3 says this, He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of His nature, and He upholds the universe by the word of His power. After making purification for sins, He sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. He, Jesus Christ, He is the radiance of the glory of God. He walked this earth for you. And now after this huge, amazing thrill of victory, our celebration, we're crashing. You know, we can live courageously doing what we want, can't we? We can go about our own day-to-days and think that, yeah, this is what I did. This is what I accomplished. But are we doing what God has called us to do in His eyes? Radiant reflection. This isn't meant to be easy, but it is meant to challenge you, to humble you, to shake you, to wake you. God knows what's best. So, on this Sweet Spirit Day, are you living out your best or His best? In your marriage, are you living out your best, what you want to get out of it, what you want in return? Or are you loving the way God wants you to love? Are you taking care of your children and raising them a certain way? Because, yeah, it works for you. It works for your schedule, your goals. Or are you being the mother that God wants you to be? What about that best friend? Are you being that best friend that God wants you to be? Or are you just the one that, well, you only make noise when you want something? These are hard questions to deal with and ones that, yeah, make us uncomfortable. We kind of, you know, get these weird feelings and sometimes our tummy hurts, our head, or maybe you're like, I'm just going to press stop, Christiane. I don't want to hear anymore. Don't hang up. If you're uncomfortable now, that means God's talking to you. It has nothing to do with me. You're not here by accident hearing these words. You know that every single time something comes into you, God is using it. He has allowed you and I to cross paths for a reason. You're not here by accident. Radiant reflection. Are you living out your best or His best? Are you pursuing God's greatness so He can pursue you? Whoa. Yeah, you know, you've heard me talk about one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. That miles of greatness, in my opinion, and the way I attempt to live my life, because you know I do fail every day. I am nowhere near perfect. I have to take these radiant reflections. I mean, everything I'm talking to you about, I deal with all the time. I woke up really early this morning. I really wanted to sleep in, quite honestly, but God had other plans. And my husband was calmly and quietly, usually he's snoring, I know, TMI, but that's how it goes in our household. And so when I woke up, it was like total pitch blackness in our bedroom, because on the weekends we draw the curtains, and they're blackout curtains, so the sun doesn't come. And even though the sun was supposed to already be up, I was awake, the sun was awake, but my husband was not. So I was like, okay, if I move, I'm going to wake him. And so I laid there as still as I could be. And I said, Lord, are you knocking on my door? Are you wanting to talk to me? I'm awake. I'm here. Tell me what it is. And I was just quiet. Now, obviously, I didn't want to wake my husband. But it was a time of what? Radiant reflection. You see, I don't sit here and pour this kind of stuff out to you and act like, oh, yeah, I've got this all figured out. By golly, I do not. Because God calls me all the time. He calls me out. He points things and he goes, you're trying to do this of your own efforts, Christiane. You will not win this battle without me. You need my radiance, not your own. You need my greatness, not your own that you created. See, here at Create Your Now, it's not about you, is it? It starts with you. But it's all about God. It's that foundation that you build. Are you pursuing God's greatness so He can pursue you? Your challenge throughout the day, when you have a moment of quietness, of less interruptions maybe, to reflect, pray, and just be still. Put your phone away. Close the computer. Close your laptop down. Turn off the TV. You don't need it on for noise. And I'm one to talk. I have it on white so I can focus. Seriously, I'm kind of weird like that. But you know what? When God's talking to me, oh, I need nothing. I don't need to have distractions. I need to reflect, I need to pray, and I need to be still. Where are you today in your walk? Are you confirming your greatness through God or of your own accomplishments, your own job promotion, your new people on your email list, your people that you met, they're like, yeah, I'll sign up for that. That's great. I want to be on your team. I'll try and sell with you. This is really great stuff. What is it for you? Radiant reflection. This isn't meant to be easy, but it is meant to challenge you. Because you know what? You were created on purpose for a purpose. And that purpose is God's purpose. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness in God's eyes. May God bless you beyond anything you can imagine. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.